This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, August 17th. Well, another day down in wheat. It just becomes a relentless push to the downside. Steady selling throughout the day, pushing past some pretty key support in Chicago wheat. And now we're down into those major low levels from earlier in the summer. So the market just is not finding much buying. You see a little bit of an attempt usually right after the day session opens, see a wave of buying. It looks like the market might put in a reversal, and then it just rolls over and continues to work its way lower. On the night session, we're getting some continued selling as well. We got Chicago down another 8. Kansas City's down 3. Minneapolis down 2. So it's just not a lot of relief in sight. Some of the pressure is just kind of a lack of concern about what's going on in the Black Sea. We see that there was a vessel that left the Odessa port that had been stuck there for over a year since the war started. It was a ship bound for Turkey, Istanbul, which is not very far away, and it finally left the dock. So, and of course, this is after Russia has left the Grain Corridor Agreement. So there seems to be some confidence that Ukraine has been able to clear a corridor for vessels. The United States is offering some assistance in developing other export corridors. We see surrounding countries stepping up and offering to use their ports. It's slow and tedious, and sometimes it requires loading and offloading grain from rail systems that do not synchronize. They use a different gauge on their rails. So it's just cumbersome, but it's working. And I think the trade is looking at this and thinking, well, Ukraine is coming in with a little bit bigger crop than we expected. It looks like they'll get it exported somehow. So I think that there's just more pressure in the grain space, especially now you're harvesting across the northern plains. We got a big winter wheat crop, got a pretty decent sized spring wheat crop across most of the region. That's here in the U.S. Canada is a bit different story, but for now, you're just seeing a lot of grain coming into the pipeline across the north, and it's pressuring the cash trades, pressuring basis, and that's spilling over to futures as well. Weather-wise, for the Midwest, for the next couple weeks, it looks like it's going to be fairly dry. We do have a heat wave coming in for the next few days. The concern yesterday coming into the trading session was, there was some chatter that the heat would last longer than the original forecast. Well, as of this morning, it looks like that's probably not the case. They're probably going to pull that heat back out of the Midwest by early next week or by midweek. So it's not expected to do a significant amount of damage. If anything, it would be soybeans. That's the market that has responded the most. But when it comes to corn, they're pretty much past the vulnerable stages of production. Even the heat is not going to make that big of a deal to most of the corn crop. So it's more about soybeans. And again, it doesn't look like there's going to be a huge risk to production there. So the United States is going to be coming in with some impressive yields, I think, considering all the stressors that were hovering around the crop for much of the growing season. We're going to come in with a much better crop than one would have thought here even just a month ago. A couple of the things around the world. India, there's still these rumors floating around that the government is going to make some kind of a deal with Russia for lower quality wheat, but up to 9 million tons, which is a huge amount. And it would make them the biggest, by far, biggest importer of wheat in the world when over the last few years, they've actually been a net exporter. So this is a huge shift. Those rumors have been on and off for the last few weeks, but yesterday they were still floating around the market. And this is coming from a government official talking about how, they're trying to figure out a plan to do this. It just speaks to the production loss that we've seen in India. It's not just wheat. They shut off wheat exports, but they also shut off most of their rice exports. So if they're that short of grain in India, then I think this is a huge supportive factor. We just It's not taking an impact in the market just yet, but I think it will if this comes to fruition. This is a very big deal to the wheat space and the grain space in general, for that matter. And in China, there's quite a bit of talk about the government offering assistance to farmers from flooding losses. So, you know, that's been going on for pretty much all summer. And it's, you know, the question is the market underestimating the losses of ag production in China because of these floods? I think that that remains to be seen. China is, of course, going to keep that close to the vest, and it's hard to actually put some numbers to the losses. But we'll see that when you know, through their imports. And that's another thing. You know, you've got both India and China, you know, the two largest population countries in the world by far, looking at some significant production losses agriculturally. So, you know, they're going to be a major presence in the market. Of course, China always is. But if you're taking away significant production out of China, their imports will grow similarly. And for India, it just shifts from being a net exporter to a big net importer. All these things are coming down the pike, I think. For right now in front of us, we just have to work our way through harvest and the harvest pressure and just the negative seasonal and the lack of concern about the Black Sea War, which could change on a dime. But for now, that is certainly not a big concern to the market. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.